Up until now, we've been talking about attachment. We've been talking about how you move toward and away from somebody based on your memory, based on your experience in childhood, based on your family. That word I'm going to leave for a moment and now talk about something different. We're going to talk about nervous systems. Nervous systems in terms of arousal. Now, when I say arousal, I don't want you to think I'm talking sexual arousal. I'm not. I'm talking about arousal in terms of excitement or relaxation. Excitement is probably a good way of seeing arousal on the high end, where in that high end of arousal, there is ecstasy, excitement, thrill, bliss. There's also, in that upper range of arousal, fear, terror, and rage, and also dissociation. There is mania, all sorts of things that are not so good. In the high end, we think of this as representing the vitality affects, the vitality emotions. If for those people who are interested in the neurobiology of this, we're talking about high sympathetic states of arousal. On the low end, we think of restrictive states or parasympathetic states of arousal. And these are more like relaxation, meditation, contemplation, something we do when we're eating as well, but also depression and shame is down there, and some other things that are not so good. Again, these are normal, and we should have all of us experienced a full range from high emotional states to low emotional states in our life. But there are some people who exist more in one area than the other. For instance, there are people we might think of as airplanes. Airplanes can take off at ground level and can maneuver quickly and easily, do loop-de-loops, and can land safely, do all these things, can see things from a high view, looking at everything, sort of a general overview of things, but also can be reckless, go too high, run out of oxygen, crash and burn. You might think of airplanes as in the high sympathetic place of arousal, high emotional states. Submarines, on the other hand, are also starting at sea level and plumb the depths of the ocean, of the deep. They go slow. They go deep. They understand the depths. They can maneuver in that area. But like the airplane, they can also run out of oxygen and just sort of stay down there and die. But generally, they're able to come up, as airplanes are able to come down. Except unlike airplanes, submarines aren't that fast, and they aren't that fast at coming up. So people who are at the lower range of this arousal spectrum, people on the lower restricted affects, tend to have a harder time recovering or coming up to ground level fast enough. They come up slower. Airplanes can come down faster, but submarines come up slower. So why am I using these analogies anyway? There are people who are more airplane-like. And again, like the anchor, the wave, and the island, these are people who have been this way since childhood. We're not talking about people who suddenly become airplanes, because that could speak to a lot of problems, such as drug abuse and brain damage and other kinds of problems that need medical attention. But airplanes are people who come from families who are airplanes, and they just exist at the higher end of the arousal spectrum. They tend to be stimulation seekers. They tend to like the high life, so to speak. And these people don't really like depression, don't really like sadness. The reason I'm pointing this out is that this is very different than whether you are an anchor, wave, or an island. If you are an airplane, you tend to be a stimulation seeker. You tend to be high arousal. You tend to be in the high vitality area, which can be good news and can be bad news. The good news is you're exciting, you're fun, you know what bliss is like, it's in your lexicon of words, you know what excitement is like, you have that vitality, but you also may be a little too much. You may be a little too manic. You may be an angry person who gets angry easily. You may be somebody who's quite fearful. You can have some of those negative problems that I talked about. But the main problem is that because you reside on Mount Olympus, because you are up in the air most of the time, you make it harder for your partner unless they too are an airplane. So there are people who are stuck at or, you know, biased towards this area up in the air, and they have all this energy and they exist on excitement. There are people who are submarines, and they come from submarine families. These people are acclimated to the lower depths, to the lower area. And that doesn't mean they're depressed. They just are not excitable. And bliss and excitement, that's not in their lexicon. These people can be very even, and a lot of airplanes are attracted to submarines. An airplane might say to a submarine, God, you're so grounding. You're somebody who is so real, and I'm up in the air all the time, and I am floating around. I need somebody like you. You really are normal, and you hold me down. The submarine might say to the airplane, wow, you know, you're exciting. I'm not that exciting. I don't have that much color in my life, and you got that. I need that. I want to be around that.